Today, some members of the General Assembly will have their first chance to weigh in on recommendations from the Kerwin Commission. That's the panel that's studying ways to improve K-12 education in Maryland. A bill reflecting many of the panel's recommendations is set to go before a state Senate committee this afternoon. WYPR's Rachel Bay has more.
The legislation carries a $325 million price tag. In schools with high levels of poverty, it pays for transportation to school, health services, and extended learning after school on weekends and during summers. For teachers, it expands professional development and raises salaries. But House Appropriations Chairwoman Maggie McIntosh, a member of the Kerwin Commission, acknowledged at a press conference yesterday that the bill just covers the first year of a proposed 10-year plan.
Next year, when we do the full Kerwin bill, along with that, we are going to have to pass a funding source. We have not addressed that in the Kerwin Commission at this point. That is what we're working on this summer.
She said the legislature will not raise taxes to cover the first year's costs. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.